Thank you for calling Rockledge Jewelers. How may we help you?
Hi, it's Emily with RDI. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How have you been? How's business?
Good. I can't complain. It's been definitely picking up the last couple months. So.
Oh, yeah, with the election and gold and everything, it's been come.
Well, even before the election, I saw a lot of 2-3 carat plus diamonds that sold. I know a rep here the other day just sold a 512 for $150,000.
Wow.
It's been good.
What are you seeing the trends? What are some of the trends?
Elongated shapes, for sure. Even
marquees.
Marquees, elongated radiance, elongated cushions, emerald cuts, ovals. Emerald cuts are coming back, that's for sure.
That's jam right there.
Yeah, I have a store in Pennsylvania that has sold 4 emerald cuts in the last month.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. So people finally getting on a good foot with something that's nice and clean.
Yeah. I think also just that elongated look, too. I think that's just been a big, big trend. Even people asking for more elongated cushions, which are super hard. But obviously now, because they're not easy to get, they come with more of a premium. So most end up flexing the radiance or something, or oval.
Anybody liking the Ashers at all or no?
No, not really.
Yeah,
it's too spotty. I have a couple calls I've done some Ashers with, but they mainly switch to emerald cut once they see how squatty it is, you know?
Yeah. I never found the beauty in an Asher cut. Just doesn't, never appeals to me.
I have one store in the Midwest that kills on them, but I think it's just the way, I don't know, if the way they design it, I don't know what it is, but...
It also has to do with how people are, presenting it, too.
That, too. Yeah.
That's everything. You know, a store that's their jam, then they're good. That's what they're going to be selling.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Makes sense.
Yeah.
How's the natural market versus the lab market?
Much better. You know what I've seen an increase on, which is a good sign? Natural half to three quarters have grown, which is a really good sign because if you think about it, those are the price points of lab. So people are willing to go back down to those smaller but natural and then upgrade later on type stones.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That's just good. Yeah. Well, I wanted to check in with all of you guys, see if there's anything I can help out with. It's been a couple months now since I've sent you guys anything.
Let me ask Ray Hope, please.
All righty. Thank you.
Hi, Emily. It's Ray. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Oh, hang on 1 second.
Of course.
not now. We'll be talking to him later. Okay. All right. Emily, I apologize.
Oh, it's okay. No worries.
We had an emergency situation.
Oh, no.
I had a quick question. Are you doing any lab diamond studs this year?
Yes, we have them.
Do you have them already made up and everything?
Yep.
Do you do any memos on those?
Not necessarily in terms of long-term memo, because those actually flip very quickly.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but if you have calls for them, I can.
Let me, no. I mean, I don't necessarily do memo. You know that.
Yeah.
I want to order. What kind of mountings are they in?
I think we have some mixed four-prong and three-prong. So it depends on what size you're looking for, and I can
see
what we have.
All martinis, or are they baskets?
We have a mix of three-prong martinis and four-prong baskets.
Okay. All right. Well, when I get a chance, I'll go through and see
what you need.
We
have them in white and yellow gold as well, from quarter all the way up to, let's see, our biggest size is 8 carat, but, I mean, obviously 4 carat down is our main bread and butter.
Yeah, we just had those leave today. Yeah. Okay, all right,
that's
very good. Thank you, Emily.
Of course.
And as soon as I get a chance, I'll look into that.
Let me know, and I can definitely get you out some pairs.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.